Well, good week to everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, the radio program, but the folks who are a huge part of the process, our state's farmers and ranchers. Brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. When I refer to farm folks as part of the process, I'm talking about the political process. And we talk about that particular process, remember that when a politician, kind of like the old stockyards guy, makes a speech, it's like horns on a big steer. A point here, a point there, and a lot of bull in between. Oh, hey, let's get serious. The topic today demands seriousness. Can you believe it's once again Farm Bill time? It's important to remember that the current Farm Bill expires October 1st. I think it's worth remembering that the Farm Bill is the primary agricultural and food policy tool of the federal government. Although there are more than a few important aspects to a Farm Bill, for today's purpose and the purpose of the South Dakota corn growers, the number one priority is crop insurance. A big reason why is that there are currently significant threats to crop insurance, threats which, if achieved, will do serious damage to agriculture at a time when our food producers really don't need another serious damage to deal with. As you may have heard, the House Ag Committee passed their version of the Farm Bill by a vote of 26-20. The South Dakota Corn Growers Association has been working with Senator John Thune, who has proposed legislation in the Senate to make significant and badly needed changes on the commodity title of the bill. Realizing our farm folks are going to be behind this spring and the summer's always busy, we still encourage all of you to keep track of what's going on with the bill as it works its way through Congress. Very simply, agriculture needs a new Farm Bill this year, and I mean by October 1st. Farm and ranch families far better than the rest of us understand the predicament that they are in as they try to make plans and important decisions if a Farm Bill is sitting in limbo, which has been known to happen. Questions or concerns? Just call the office of South Dakota Corn, 334-0100, or Senator John Thune's D.C. office, 202-224-2321. For the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, hey, you folks be safe when you're working. Thanks a bunch for what you do.